hey, we're live.
Yeah.
no countdown, no graphics.
No.
Hey, everyone.
The demons took it over in the computer and wouldn't let her play it.
Happy Thursday, friends and family.
Howdy, everyone.
Yeah. What she said.
And if you're out there, hi, Ma.
All right, hey, watching Weird Discusses.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Hadley?
Oh. Okay.
Can I go? Yeah, go.
Watching Weird discusses the latest movies from the eyes and perspectives of... Yeah, I can't do it.
Can't see it?
I'm sorry, the lag is for me, guys. I'm going to bout and log off.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Difficulties. Hi, guys. Mike and Landa. How are you guys? Landa.
Maybe it's
several people are having issues. What's that, Alan?
It could be that Chinese balloon that's flying over.
Chinese? I thought it was Russian.
It's Chinese. Well, you would know. You're CIA.
I can't tell you that. I know nothing anymore.
You join the club, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How are you guys this week?
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Been so worse.
Right. Got to be cold this weekend, Scott.
Yeah.
Going to hit tomorrow and go through the weekend.
My wife is fuming because it's going to be at night in the negatives and, like, it'll be single-digit highs the next morning.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I told her, us New Englanders, this is when we break out our sweater.
Yeah, it was 42 today, but it felt like 20. This is cold.
Man, I saw some of the video footage of what's going on in Houston, where they got that dusting of snow. Oh, man.
It's crazy. Snowed almost every day for a while now. It's either snowed or rained. Yeah. But we haven't had any accumulation at all. I think I had to scrape the driveway one time. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
That was about it.
Hey, Tony.
The last storm, we got 18 inches up here.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah. Well, that's what she really wishes.
Oh, man. That sounds painful.
Congrats to Tony and his Eagles.
Yeah, that was quite the game. Yeah.
Quite the refereeing, along with Kansas City.
Oh, I'm a Niners guy, and that was just heartbreaking, man.
Yeah.
That game was heartbreaking.
Yeah, they played well.
No, I'm Patriots, so I lost all hope early in the season.
Same. Been a dyed-in-the-wool Patriots fan since they were 2-14 with Tony Eason and freaking Steve Grogan.
Oh, wow.
Bledsoe, yeah.
I remember the time in the 80s they went up against the Chicago Bears, and actually people around here thought they were going to win.
46-10.
Oh, was it 10? I thought it was 8.
No, it was 46-10, and we scored the first 10 points, I believe.
Oh.
So 46.
I remember the plane flew in. I live near Logan. It flew in at 3 in the morning, so that's how they could explain nobody being there to greet them.
Well, did we lose Adley for good?
She's rebooting.
Okay.
She's going to reboot, and she said she had like a 20 to 30 second lag.
Okay. So what you guys want to throw out there then while we're waiting? Have you guys watched
us? Huh? Talk about Ron Swanson.
You gonna wait for Hadley on that one?
Yeah, we can.
Anything different you guys watch? Anything?
I watched Bloody Hell last night.
What'd you think?
Oh my God, that movie was so screwed up. I loved it. It was just off the wall bizarre.
What is it?
It's got this guy that's in this one, the main guy, Ben O'Toole.
Yeah.
And he plays this guy that foils a bank robbery.
Oh, really?
And he ends up moving to
Helsinki
and runs into a family of, he gets captured by a family of cannibals.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, there's a lot more to it, and I don't want to give it away. But if you enjoyed this movie, you'll probably like this one.
Okay. And he plays himself, and he's got PTSD from Iraq, so he plays himself trying to live in society, and he plays his psychotic PTSD. Oh, it's a funny movie. Oh,
that's right. He's a soldier. Yeah, he was a soldier. Yeah, and he's got Yeah. So it's pretty good. Are you there, Hadley?
I think so.
Oh, yep. You were right off the bat. That's good.
Hey. Sorry about that.
No problem. Just blame it on the puppy. Like the other night when he butt dialed me.
That's the one thing I couldn't.
Well, you want to start?
We're all here.
Are you good, Abby?
I don't have anything to pull up, so I'm not going to. So, okay.
All right.
Grab your popcorn, get your sarcasm ready, and let's do this.
And my ice
dogs.
All right. Well, this week's movie is Necatronic. It's a movie I found on Hulu, and I thought you all would enjoy. So I recommended it to the gang here, and the gang went along with it. It's an Australian production. The director is the same director that did Wormwood and Wormwood Apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
So that's got a lot of, there's a lot of similarities. Now that you know, I didn't know. I looked it up and I was like, oh, wow. So
that's, yeah.
Rich, you want to roll into this movie or?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So I just wrote up a little thing for it, as I normally do. The Australian film Necatronic came out in 2018, and while it certainly isn't going to win any major awards, it was much better than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
It's starring Ben O'Toole from Hacksaw Ridge, Monica Bellucci from a lot of stuff. This film is sort of a ripoff of Ghostbusters with elements of The Matrix and every demon possession movie you've ever seen. The film opens with septic workers Howard and Ranji pumping poop. The two friends at They're soon thrust into a world where demons have invaded the internet and can possess people through a new video game on their phones. Totally a ripoff of Pokemon Go. That was probably the best idea in the film. Howard's actually the son of two of the most famous and capable demon hunters, and he figures out pretty quickly that he has some powers of his own, like the ability to see ghosts, wraiths, and demons, who other people can only see using their phones. And of course, they think that's part of the game. You walk up with your phone and the app on the phone tells you where there's a ghost, and you say, oh, there's a ghost, and then you catch the ghost on your phone. It's actually a pretty good idea. It's just like Pokemon Go, I guess. I never played Pokemon Go, but I think that's what it's like.
Uh-huh. It was. My daughter used to play that on the way to school. She's like, oh, go down that street.
So Luther, played by David Wenham, who's Faramir from Lord of the Rings, and his daughters, played by Caroline Ford and Tess Halrick, catch up with Howard. And while both Luther and Ranji are killed, the daughters take Howard and train him to fight off a demon apocalypse by destroying necroboxes, which contain the severed heads of other demon hunters throughout the city, and ultimately battling Finnegan, the boss demon played by Monica Bellucci, who also happens to be Howard's mom. Oh, and after Ranji gets killed, he's now like this bumbling wraith, and he lends a bit of comedy to the film. He was actually my favorite character. A couple of failed missions later, and the group of weirdos is in a big fight with the head demon to save the world from possession. The boss fight's pretty cool, and like most other movies Monica Bellucci's in, she gets naked, but this time she's an 8-foot horned demon, so the effect is a bit different. There's a couple of decent scenes, and the demons are pretty cool, but overall, Necatronic is, I'd give it an above-average sci-fi channel movie with a larger-than-average budget. Mm-hmm. There's one scene with one of the sisters in a van that I totally didn't see coming, but I don't want to wreck it for anybody, so it's far and away the best scene in the film, and the special effects are quite good. I think that's where this movie excels, was the special effects. The film started off small, but eventually turned into a $10 million film, which I thought was, wow, I mean, that's pretty hefty. Unfortunately, it only pulled in about a little bit over $100,000, like $111,000 at the box office, so it was a flop. That said, I can't for the life of me figure out why they cast Monica Bellucci as the lead demon, nor do I understand why she took the role. Money, I guess? I don't know. It was weird.
Probably.
But anyway, I certainly didn't hate this movie, but I don't think I need to see it again. What did you guys think?
Scott?
I loved it. I mean, it was what it was meant to be. Mm-hmm. A tongue-in-cheek. It wasn't high. Well, I guess it was $10 million high budget. It was meant to be a fun movie that you laugh at. The kid, his friend that becomes a wraith, who's just the sidekick through the whole thing. As you said, special effects were good. I thought the demons were very well done.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at it on the phone. And I'm trying to think of where I know Monica Bellucci by name, but I can't.
The Matrix.
Brotherhood of the Wolf.
I didn't see that one, but.
She's the Merovingian's wife. She plays an Italian woman, but he's French. In the, it might be the third one. I don't remember. I think it's the second one.
Second one, yeah.
She was in, what was the Shoot 'Em Up with Clive Barker with the bank?
Yes, Shoot 'Em Up.
Right.
Yeah, that one. And you know, that's what this movie reminded me a lot of. Whereas Shoot 'Em Up was a fun spoof on gun movies, this was a fun spoof on paranormal movies. The plot was a little inane, but it was meant to be. It was like watching it. I went into this movie thinking this is going to be like Sharknado. I wasn't disappointed. You know, like you said, Rich, it's not going to win any Academy Awards unless it's like Worst Picture of the Year somewhere. But I enjoyed it. And did you guys know there's Necrotronic 2, 3, and 4?
No.
Yes.
When I was looking it up, I saw something said Necrotronic 2, but I was like, no, there can't be. Because it was only made in 2018, but I guess there is.
2, 3, and 4. You know what I'll be doing this week.
What about you, Hadley?
I had actually seen this movie. I didn't realize that's what the name of it was, but I don't know how. But y'all know me. Sometimes I find some obscure things, and I really liked it. I thought it was fun. To me, this is the same vein of Idle Hands. It's just the Australian/New Zealand version of Idle Hands. It was a lot of fun. It's like Scott said, it is what it was. I mean, it wasn't meant to be serious. It's a horror comedy. And I liked that it was fresh. I liked that it had a lot of the right elements. It had a lot of sarcasm. It wasn't as sharp as like a Shaun of the Dead.
Right.
But again, you know, Wormwood's one of my favorites. I love the director. And like I said, when I saw the first scene with the ghost in the, I guess the telephone wires, it was like, I've seen this. And it wasn't a bad feeling. Now, based on the description and based on the cover of the movie poster, I never would have made the connection that this is what I watched. Hate Monica as if you want to, but she's phenomenal. I felt like she was really good in this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't dislike her at all. I think she's great.
She was also one of Dracula's brides in the Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah. In which Dracula?
Bram Stoker's.
Maybe that's where I've recognized her from. Yeah,
she was married to there's a French man. He's been a ton of stuff. She was married to too, but they're divorced now. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it was a good pick, Alan. I think we should maybe do something a little bit newer because it was a 2018, which seems like yesterday, but now that's like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah, I thought this one was a lot of fun. The acting in it was decent. You know, it was good acting. For the type of movie you thought, I might be Sci-Fi Channel, but no. And you had some big actors there. I mean, like Monica and David Wyndham. David Wyndham played the monk in Van Helsing.
Yep.
He played his sidekick.
All right. I knew he looked familiar.
Wasn't he Boromir? Wouldn't him?
He's Faramir. Wasn't he in
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, he's Faramir in Lord of the Rings.
Yes,
he's Boromir's brother.
He's been in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's in a lot of Australian movies too, because, you know, he's Australian.
Yeah. Or,
but
Ben O'Toole is like what, like the poor man's Robert Downey Jr.?
He's like the poor man's Heath Ledger.
Yeah. He did a good job too. He's been in some stuff. Like I said, this was interesting. I'd like to see more stuff like this.
Yeah.
That could just be me.
There's Nectar Trump. Remember, there's three sequels to the movie.
Yeah. No kidding, right?
Well, if you like this, check out Bloody Hell.
Yes.
It's not demons, and it's more straight up horror, but it's Ben O'Toole. It's the same director. And I don't recognize anybody else that's in that movie.
No.
But yeah, it's a straight up horror movie, really. And but this one, the effects, they had a lot of practical effects in it. Mm-hmm. They had some CGI in it, and it all worked. It wasn't Sharktopus looking. You know, it never really out of the movie. And I think his sidekick, Rangi, stole the movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, with his, you know, he's a wraith. Because when they kill him, I was like, holy crap, you know what, 15 minutes into the movie or so? 20 minutes
into it was so fast, you're right.
Yeah, and you're like, holy crap, what? He's dead, and then they bring him back, which was very smart. And this movie is just like a splatterfest. I mean, it's not like the Evil Dead TV series, but there's a lot of body fluids and fluids around. The way that
actor
being board members and stuff and having that was neat.
And you know,
go ahead, Scott.
I was gonna say Monica Bellucci did a really good job on this. I mean, she was evil incarnate, and yet still she had that sexy veneer about her. I mean, I liked it. I thought it was great.
Okay,
she's a fantastic actress. I just don't understand why she would do this role. You know what? It had a $10 million budget. So maybe, to me, she's like a larger actor. So what was that, Hadley? What'd you say?
Maybe it was to pay her.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it was to pay her.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to say this, though. She has the biggest hands on a woman I've ever seen. Her hands are like that. I mean, you can't not notice her hands.
When she's now doing I want to look.
She's got huge hands. What's up with that?
I got to look that up now.
We were watching him. Like, how huge her hands are.
You think she would have started doing Palmolive commercials or something?
She could kill you with those hands. Good thing she's not a proctologist.
So I guess Monica Bellucci hand photos are a thing. There we go. And we're just going to leave that right there.
All
right. Yeah.
So, Scott, you haven't seen Brotherhood of the Wolf?
I don't think so. No, which one was that?
It is an older movie. It's a period piece about the wolves of Les Jourdains. Is it Les Jourdains?
No, I have not seen. I'm not a huge werewolf fan, so.
Well, it's a mystery because it's not a werewolf, but it's a really good movie. It's very visually stunning. It's,
all right.
I think it's probably one of the prettiest filmed movies I've seen.
Doesn't it have that martial artist in it?
Mark
Dacascos, right?
Yes, it does. It's a good movie. It's actually one of my favorites. So I recommend it if you're looking for something to watch.
There's a lot of good fight scenes in it. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
We were watching a preview tonight for Cocaine Bear, and my wife was absolutely shocked to see that Ray Liotta's in it.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably his last movie.
I think it was.
Oh, what a way to go out, Ray.
No, this is a great, this look movie looks, unless it's one of those things where all the best scenes are in the previews, I think this movie is going to take off.
I think we should do that movie when it comes out.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I thought we were.
Yeah. Well, we are, I guess. But yeah, this movie was, Mike, I really think you would like this movie.
Is Mike with us?
I think he's with us tonight.
Yeah, but, he was. He's here.
Mike, yeah. I had to drop off and reboot my computer.
If you like Evil Dead, the TV series, you like this one because it's kind of in that vein.
Yeah.
Not as gross though. It didn't get quite as gross. You know? The TV series Evil Dead, when he comes out that guy's ass. That was gross.
Look at MVP Tony coming in with the save for Scott.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I've seen Brotherhood of the Wolf. Yeah, I gotta see it now.
I highly recommend it.
Does it take place in like the 1700s?
Yes.
Except, you know what? I did see it then.
And Monica Bellucci played the woman in the mask, and she was so sexy.
She is sexy. She's right. She
yeah, that's like incredibly sexy.
With the giant hands.
Yeah.
As he holds up his little paws.
She's in the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Look at Alan's little paws.
My hands are.
Nah, I'm going to leave all the hand jokes alone. It's too easy.
I have enormous hands. I have Monica Bellucci hands.
You're probably 3 feet taller than she is. So, Mike, what would we give this movie then?
Scott, you first.
For fun factor, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Cool. All right. Abby first. Scott, you second.
Scale of 1 to 5, I'm going to give it a 4. It was what it was meant to be, so that's why I'm going so high.
What about you, Big Mike?
Give it a 4. It's not a movie. I've seen it twice. That was good for me. But like Scott said, it you get exactly what you expect.
Well, and I want to go back and say this for Mike Lewis. I felt like the advert for this movie did it a disservice.
It did.
Because I wouldn't have watched it. And like I said, when I turned it on, I was like, oh my God, I have seen this. So, Mike, this is something I would pick for myself, not alone without reading whatever we picked this week to say.
It's not a bad movie, Mike. It's just... Like I said, it's sort of like a hyped up sci-fi movie that you'd see on the Sci-Fi Channel.
It's like a comic book.
It's better than that.
It is like a comic book.
It's worth a watch. It's not, like I said, you won't watch it after you watch it the first time, but it's worth
it. It is no Hobo with a Shotgun, and it is no Snack, but we recommend.
I liked Hobo with his Shotgun.
Stop it. I'll give it a 3.5. I don't think it was 4 worthy, but it was certainly worth seeing one time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I like the
harmonica's hand.
Yeah, and big hands.
He's gonna go back and rewind it.
Well, you had good acting in it. It wasn't bad acting.
No. And your effects were good, you know. The effects were like, oh, here comes Sharktopus, you know. They were good. So
yeah, the demons were well done.
Yeah.
You know, and then you know the talking heads in the box, and I can't remember the character's name, but the Wraith, even he had some pretty good makeup.
Rondi.
Oh yeah.
Rondi, yeah.
So the demons that you like your little soldier demons there, they were the same zombies from Wormwood. They're exactly the same.
But love Wormwood. Y'all know it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like Wormwood too. I like both of the Wormwoods.
Yeah.
Really stupid and really funny and good. I like them.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. This is a foreign film. I mean, as much as they speak English, it is a foreign film. And it's,
Do they speak English?
There's some jokes we're not going to get because we're not Australian or New Zealand.
It's funny to see how they deal with things over there too, like the way they were working, and you know Rangy's smoking a joint, passing it to him, and they're, you know, I love that part where they're singing. What song were they singing? Can't remember. Where they're getting high and they were singing that song.
Yeah, I can't remember the song either, but I know the song. Yeah. And I was like,
Shaggy song. Was it me? Was that the one? Or was one?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, that was funny.
We could pull it up on Plex and we could figure it out.
But yeah, so well, cool. Overall, we like this movie.
Yes,
it was.
I think this is a director we need to keep on our radar.
Mm-hmm. Can you pronounce her name? It's Kaya Roach. Kaya Roach Turner. That's what it looks like. And Wormwood 2, mm-hmm. Necrotronic, and Bloody Hell.
Now, do you know if she did the next, if he or she?
I don't know.
It's a he.
It's a he. Okay. Do you know if he did the three sequels to Necrotronic?
I gotta look that up.
Scott, I'm thinking they're just making ups.
Really? Because I think I saw them on Plex.
Man, I could be wrong.
All right, now you gotta. I'll look that up.
Hang on. We're going up right now.
Don't tell my wife, but I could be wrong. At least one.
The
big news would be if you were right.
I have a feeling.
Scott, it's Necromantic.
Oh,
Necromantic.
Oh,
yeah. Those. Okay. Have you heard anything about those Necromantic movies? They're horrible.
No, I haven't.
They're these German movies that are almost like death porn. I was reading on them, and it's like, oh man, it was those Fangoria movie books, and they're listed as really horrible, dark. Just they deal with people that have relations with dead people.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the pictures now, and I'm okay.
German?
Yeah, it's German.
Yeah, they have some unusual taste.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, so the Necromantic 2, the poster is a woman sawing a guy's head off. So I'm okay with that.
So there is a Necromantic 2.
No, no. Necromantic, not Necrotronic.
Yeah, not Necrotronic. Necrotronic. Well, just watch. Necromantic is the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Scott's going to be watching. Yeah, I know what Scott's watching this weekend. But yeah, it was worth watching. If you good night. Love you, buddy. If you like this movie, check out Bloody Hell.
Yes.
Where'd you see it at, Scott? Oh, you saw it on. Oh,
I can't remember which platform I saw it on.
I think it's Tubi or
one.
Let me look. But it was definitely, I liked it a little better than Necrotronic.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, the banter between himself and his psychotic self, because it's his psychotic self that makes him do what he does in the bank.
Yeah,
which gets him into trouble, which eventually sends him to Helsinki. So,
yeah, because you're like, well, why'd he go to prison for that? And then it shows why.
And he still shouldn't have gone to prison for that.
Well, yeah, it depends on what state you're in, I think, though. You know what I mean? Some states are probably.
Hell is on Tubi.
Yep. Yeah, on Tubi for free, Amazon Prime, Vudu, and iTunes.
Okay. So you can find it affordable. Yeah. Great. Cool. So that is Necromantic, folks. We suggest you watch it if you haven't seen it and you're looking for some fun demon hunting entertainment.
That's me.
I know.
I'm sending y'all. I watched a German vampire movie the other day, and the one of the female vampire leads was the German woman from the Jack Ryan show. She was also like in a season of Homeland. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't seen it, it's worth watching, okay. Especially Scott, because I know he likes his vampires.
So. Yeah. Now, is it subtitled or dubbed?
It was dubbed.
Good.
And it was fine for me. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the best vampire movie I've seen, but it was good. It was a different kind of story. I really enjoyed it. And it was called
Wir sind die Nacht.
We Are the Night. It's a 2010 movie. It's not rated. And it's a Berlin, a cop closes in on an all vampire trio who just took in a new member.
Hmm. Any actors or actresses we know?
That German actress, like I said, I recognize her. Her name is Nina Hoss.
Okay.
She was in the Jack Ryan show.
Huh. We Are the Night. Didn't they have one on Netflix like that? An American one?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Have any of you guys been watching The Last of Us?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see this Sunday's episode?
Yep.
Yes.
Wasn't that brilliantly written?
Brilliantly written? Absolutely. Unbelievably sad?
Yes.
Definitely and for sure. A little bit slow. But the thing for me was that it just didn't fit. It was,
no.
I like a backstory just like anybody else likes a backstory, but not on the third episode and not for the whole episode.
Yeah.
I really wish they would have either really shortened that like to maybe 8 or 10 minutes or done it a different way. Just because maybe that could have come out like as a sub thing after The Last of Us is over. I want my Ellie and Joel, and I want my damn zombies and raiders. I really don't care about some survivalist living, and he's a minor character in the game as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, like you said, it was very well written, Scott. It was really well done, but it didn't fit.
No, it didn't. It was very heartbreaking, and I enjoyed watching it. And I couldn't place the guy, the prepper. Until later, and then I realized, holy crap, he is really talented. But yeah, like you said, the end of that episode was a tearjerker.
Yeah.
But then when it was over, it was like, wait a minute, there's no clickers or anything like that in it.
There were two zombies in the whole show.
Yeah.
So that's-
I would have enjoyed seeing more of Mr. Swanson.
Yeah,
he
I think I saw enough of him.
His character.
Now, who played the other guy? What was the actor who played him?
He's some
Australian actor. Say again, Alan.
He's some Australian actor. I can't think of his name.
Oh.
He's up for an Emmy award for The Blue Lotus.
Okay.
I can't think of his name. Brett, something like that. I can't look anything up right now.
He was the, if y'all seen The Blue Lotus, it's The Blue Lotus Hotel, right? Or the White Lotus Hotel? What is it?
White Lotus.
Yeah, he that's where I recognized him from. I knew I recognized him. He's very good. It was a really good episode, but again, it just, I'm not a gamer, so I have no game to, you know, this is just an honest take from someone who's watching it. I was expecting more horror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was very little horror. You're right.
There's very little horror. There was more of the real horror of a, you know, apocalyptic type world.
Yeah.
Which with the Raiders, we didn't see a lot of that. I would have liked to have seen more. I loved the beginning when he was tooling around his Chevy S10, going to get all the stuff from the Home Depot. You know, I love seeing that. I mean, it was a really, really tight story and script. I was not expecting for love to bloom like it did. I appreciated that they kept skipping time forward, so we kind of knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But I did not want to see that. I didn't want him to age out and die, because I really wanted to see more of his story. So it was a letdown. It was, you know, I actually kind of have more buy-in for that character than I do for Pedro and
the little girl,
the little bear. What's her name?
Oh, Ellie.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the guy that does the voice of Bill in the video game, did you ever see Something About Mary?
Yes.
Yes.
My baseball. I'm looking for my baseball. The guy that played the brother. You know, he was kind of slow.
Oh, yeah. Him. Yes. Yes.
That's the guy. Actor named W. Earl Brown. And I know you've seen him in a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But he does the voice for Bill. And he looks like the character in the game, actually. If you see the comparison, he looks more like that character.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him as a bad guy in 100 things. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So he could have played Bill, but you wouldn't have probably had this episode, you know?
Yeah.
So that's...
I thought, what the hell's his name? Offerman. I thought he played... He did great.
Yes.
Everything he did almost everything he did was fantastic. The way he acted was perfect. So to me, I've only ever seen him as a comedic actor.
Mm-hmm.
I've still never seen Parks and Rec, but I've only ever seen him as a comedic actor.
Right.
And to pull this off the way he did with, you know, the fear he showed and the fact that he was going to be pretty merciless and just kind of fell off of that for one person.
Yeah.
I think he played that really well.
Yeah. I love the way that he became that, like you said, that lone introvert, and then just everything came out of him. Yeah, Frank just brought all of it out of him. I don't want to say what happens at the end, if you haven't seen it yet, but this episode really got me hooked. Now, I just hope that next episode they go back to Clickers and the apocalypse. And
yeah.
And he had some good survivalist techniques, too.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. I think they're going to lose people if they don't. And, like, when Hadley was saying that, you know, he was in the Home Depot and he's running around, they could have thrown a zombie in here and there.
Yeah.
There was one that he caught in the trap and he shot it in the head.
But you see, that's I like that, because he was having fun. He was running around Home Depot by himself. He was making meals by himself. The zombie got shot in the head. He's down there eating dinner, laughing.
Yeah, I think I'm sure that episode lost viewers. You know,
yeah, it did.
But, I don't know, because it was so good. On a scale of 1 to 10, the episode was a 5. It just didn't make sense for the series.
Right. Yeah. But there's people that see that and they're like, okay, I'm done. Because they're really scrutinizing this series, especially fans of the game.
Yeah.
Are really like, I've never seen anything scrutinized. Maybe Star Wars, but scrutinized like this. I mean, they're just really, you know, everything. They're like, well, no, they didn't do that, or they did that. I was happy with that, or they changed it a little bit, but that was good. But this, what they changed so much on it, there's people that are really unhappy with that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking through the cast right now, and there's a lot of names that you'll recognize of actors who are strictly doing one episode.
Yeah.
Lay it on us. Who?
No.
Why not?
No spoilers.
Now, the young woman who just died this week, I can't remember. She was only like 42 years old. She's in The Last of Us.
Annie Wershing. She does a voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
Tess, right? Tess in the game?
Yeah, I believe she's Tess in the game.
Oh, I thought she was in the movie, too.
No.
The
series. No, oh. I didn't think so.
Yeah. She was on Bosch. You guys ever watched Bosch?
No.
No.
Oh,
sorry. I heard it's great, though.
Yeah, it's great. You're missing out. That's, I mean, you should. Great.
That's on the list.
Yeah, it's good. If you liked Chris Pratt, that last Chris Pratt series, you'll like Bosch.
Frank was in the game? Oh, I thought Frank was added.
No, Frank's in the game, but he's got a very extremely minor part.
Okay.
And he actually gets bitten and he hangs himself. So it doesn't go down the way it went down in the TV show.
No.
And I only know that because I read it. I didn't play the game. I watched.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. The game,
but I never played it.
My trivia for the week is that Joel's daughter, who died in the first episode, is played by who did I tell you, Rich? Thandi?
Thandi Newton.
That's her daughter.
Oh, really? Yep.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
And she killed it. That kid was great.
Yeah, for the small he had. I mean,
but that's what you're seeing. And I'm even more curious to see how this is going to play out because you're seeing these stellar actors. I mean, even if you don't know them, they're very powerful and good at what they're doing. Right. And, you know, and they're taking them out pretty quick. And in a pandemic type environment, I think that's important to show.
Well, I read somewhere that was the thing about the game, is that don't like any of the characters, get too involved with them. They're not going to survive, which is what I love. So I'm enjoying the series so far. I know people have complained about the language from the little girl, but oh my God, she can put him in his place so well.
Yeah, she's great.
She's killing that role. She's going to be an interesting actress to watch her grow up.
Yeah.
Well, I saw where a guy, he was really disgruntled about the series. He's like, you know, it's not like the game. He goes, because every time I play Joel, I die. Joel's not dead.
See, this is kind of different. I mean, except for like off the top of my head, maybe Silent Hill and Resident Evil. Most of the games that were turned into movies sucked.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what people are really like.
They don't get big budgets.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like Doom 3 is my favorite video game, and yet when they made the movie with The Rock, it was like, oh, this sucked.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
That could be a great story. I mean, the Doom story is fantastic.
Well,
they actually made a part two.
And that was much better.
They follow the story. I mean, they didn't have the same budget and they didn't have the same
powers.
But the story follows a lot more towards the game than the first one did.
Right.
And the first one, it wasn't a good movie, but I didn't think it was terrible.
No, I'll watch.
It's a movie that I've watched more than once.
Yeah.
So it was okay. But like you said, like Doom 3, the game, it's fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The graphics in that game are great. It's really dark and spooky.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I remember my youngest son, we got the game on the computer and we had the computer hallway at the end of our hallway in a alcove. And he had the lights off in the hallway and it creeped him out so much he had to keep turning the lights on.
That's a good game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to play that in the living room at like 3 a.m. and I'd turn all the lights off around me just to add the ambiance to it. Thank God none of the dogs ever snuck up behind me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have no dog in the fight of how it goes. Hmm. So I'm just enjoying what they're doing, you know. And I've seen Pedro Pascal die before. So if he dies in this, you know, he dies. He dies. He dies.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want Pedro to die.
I don't either.
No. But we know the one actor or actress who won't die is Ellie.
Yeah, because she's second game.
She's right? The key. Yeah. Okay.
It depends on how good a player you are, I guess.
Yeah.
If they make it to the next season.
Well, they already locked it. They locked the second season down.
Yes.
It's done. They're going to do it just because the first three episodes of this, I guess, garnered so many viewers
Yeah.
that it's locked down. They already did it. I already read it.
And it's really, I mean, all three episodes are great.
Yeah.
You know, the way they create, my only complaint, and I bet you Rich has the same complaint, is when they get to the 10 miles west of Boston, it's like, no, there's no isolated community like that near Boston within 10 miles.
Further out there is, but not
yeah. But I think it's extremely well done. People who've played the game loved, I've read the comments, they loved the way they took the monsters, the clickers,
yeah,
and transferred them from the game into the TV series.
Yeah. And this is probably an Emmy-winning episode, too, for somebody. Yeah. Either acting or both.
If it was me, I'd give it to Offen, and I think he was fantastic in this, yeah.
Well, it sure got me in the feels. I'm not going to lie.
So I read that there's a significantly longer episode before cuts, and that the showrunner was in tears watching it. So that's it's just got to be really rough. But and honestly, the ending was it was heartbreaking. It really was.
It was. It was.
Yeah, it was. Definitely.
What else have you guys been watching recently?
Took Hallie's advice and my wife, and we watched The English. Mm-hmm. It's on AMC. It's a good Western, and it hits you in the feel.
It does.
Especially the end. It is worth it. It's only, eight episodes or something, maybe?
Yeah, it's a limited series.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a definite beginning and ending. Did you ever see The Black Bag, that Black Bag or whatever, that Western?
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of that. So if you like that, you definitely can do this.
Yes, Max, it is Emily Blunt.
Yeah, Emily Blunt, yeah.
And she's phenomenal. She's a really good actress.
So is her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brzezinski.
Yeah, but it's got a whole bunch of actors you recognize. Some make it through an episode. Some go all the way through the series. It's really good. I can't say enough about it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
You got to put it on the list now. Well, like you said, limited series though, like eight episodes, because that's great.
Yeah,
kick through that.
I didn't think it was eight, was it?
It might have been six, maybe.
I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, but there's not very many episodes, and it's on AMC, AMC Plus.
And what's this about again?
It's about an English woman traveling across the American West with a Native scout, cavalry scout.
Okay.
And it's only six episodes.
Six. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she's looking to get revenge on the guy that killed her son.
Ah.
Okay. And there's more to it. I mean, it just, you know.
No spoilers.
You know, it involves.
Well, so I want to hear about, I hate to say I told you so, but Tulsa Kings.
I would never.
It's one of the best series that I've watched in the past few years.
Did Tina, and I'm telling you, because I say this because I am not a Sylvester Stallone fan, but he killed it in this series, and it kind of made me wish he had done more roles like this all along.
Yeah, Tina doesn't like him either, and I like him.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy
his hands, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, you know, we decided to watch it. She didn't want to watch it, and bam, we dug it. We can't wait for next season.
Yeah.
It was
so excellent.
Yeah.
Every actor in there, even like the minor characters, just crush it. It's so well acted, and the story is just excellent. For you guys who don't know what the story is, he's a gangster that's been in prison for 25 years. Gangster out of Brooklyn, right? And the family that he was part of just kind of banishes him once he gets out, banishes him to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it's about what he does out there. They're like, yeah, go earn out there. And he starts killing it when he's out there. And, I mean, there's more to it. It gets deeper than that on what's going on.
And I was worried, like, at the beginning, like, it just didn't seem to be much of a supporting cast. But as the series grows, they grow on you.
Yeah. His drive. Martin Starr is the guy that owns the dope store.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
That little girl though, that's like works behind the counter. She's the one that's the ringer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Coming, and then all of a sudden she's like the uber badass.
Yeah, she's like this SJW supersized, and then she just becomes this badass, you know.
And it's not just that she has the attitude for it, but she's got that whole gangster mentality.
Yeah.
You know, the loyalty and the, you know, honor that, you know, it's kind of old school. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
It's like,
I got so, I guess, lonely for some Taylor Sheridan. I started watching The Mayor of Kingstown, and yeah. I rolled through season one just in time for season two to start, and I am hooked on it too. It is not as good as Tulsa Kings, which is really good, but it's a really good series too.
He's nailing it right now. I can't say so much for his movies. His movies are like roller coaster.
No. I love Wind River. It's one of my favorite movies.
Which one?
Wind River.
Oh yeah, good. No, that's a good.
That's a good flick.
But like that one with Ben Foster and Chris Pine with their Robin Banks.
Yes.
It was okay, but it,
what was that movie called?
Jeff Bridges. I watched that recently again because
yes, it's okay.
It's okay. But Jeff Bridges, isn't it, right?
Yeah. What was it called? It was good, but it wasn't, and I hate to use this word, but his writing is just magic. It's dead on. Mm-hmm. And that movie was not, it did not have that, whatever that is.
Yeah, it was a rush job, I felt.
Which, if you watched 1883, which I don't know, Alan, did you watch it?
Yeah.
The dynamic between daughter and her first love, you feel that like you're a teenager again.
Right.
He's able, and those actors killed it, but that writing, it was just so, I mean, it just recreated those feelings. And I was, I'm a feeling type person. So if a writer or an actor or, you know, a movie can make me, and music, if it can make me feel something, that's a win. And pretty much Taylor Sheridan in all of his series, he creates characters that for what, whether it's good or bad, you have a true emotional connection to.
Well, like Max says, it's depressing as hell, but it's a great show. Because it's you know, there's nothing really good that happens in it, you know, which is realistic, you know, because they're traveling across America, you know. 1923, to me, his favorite thing right now, my favorite series that he's writing. 1923.
I haven't seen, I think I saw the last episode I saw was where the nephew got the letter.
Yeah, that was the last episode. Okay. But Helen Mirren, Harrison Ford's chemistry in that, killer.
Yeah.
1923 or 1883?
1923.
Okay. And it's
1883 is like the first.
Right.
And because a lot of people were curious about the reason for it because it was so sad, but it was to show what the land meant to their family.
Yeah.
That it's more than just a place to live, that it's where their family is.
I mean, they're all good, but I think my favorite right now is 1923.
That's because you like Harrison Ford. It's got that dude, who was he in Game of Thrones? And he's got a lot of Game of Thrones characters.
Yes. He's the dwarf's mercenary.
Braun.
He's
great.
Yeah, he's the bad guy in 1923. He does a good job. You hate him, and they've got a lot of actors in it. He He does a lot of indie movies. I can't think of his name. But they have James Badge Dale. I don't know if you know who he was. He was in the Beirut, the Soldiers of Beirut, Silent 13 Hours in Beirut.
Oh, yeah. Great story.
He's the one that got killed on the rooftop.
You mean Benghazi?
Yeah, Benghazi. Thank you, Benghazi. He's the one that got killed on the rooftop at the end.
Mm.
And he's in it, but don't get too attached to him. He's one of the Duttons. One of the, I think he's James Dutton the first, I think. But so they got a lot of big actors in it. But it's worth a watch. If you haven't seen it, there's a whole African part in it, a World War One, and then there's, you know, Yellowstone.
I want to see more of the African part.
Oh, yeah. I like the African part. It was cool.
Me too.
Yeah. Because one of the sons is in Africa. He's a World War One vet. He's got PTSD, and he's a big game hunt, like a hunting guide. And
nephew, not son.
Oh, nephew. That's right. Nephew.
If I did nothing else but watch all the series that I need to watch now for the next, it would take me like 6 months.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, so much good stuff to see.
The only two series I'm on now is The Rig on Amazon Prime, which is good, but they could have made it into just a long movie. It's a little long-winded. And one of you recommended to me Zombo. I've been watching that.
Yeah.
But there's only one season.
Yeah, so. Canceled.
Yeah, I know.
I have this. It's a little program you can get online. I recommend it if you're a nerd. It's called Series Tracker or Track Series or something like that. And what you do is you go in, and you search for a series, and you add it in there, and you can click on, you know, the stuff that you've watched and all that. And it just gives you a list of everything you watch. I've got more than 70 TV series going right now. I don't even know how that's possible. And I was looking at them like, oh, my God. And some of them, I don't know if they were canceled. I don't know if they've stopped. But generally, when they stop, they'll pull them off and say, hey, this is stopped. And it goes into a different menu. And none of this stuff has. So I was like, oh, fantastic.
Well, I'm watching the Mayfair Witches. It's based on an Anne Rice series. And it even has ties into, I guess, the Lestat Interview with the Vampire World. And it's not as good as I remember the books being. I read them in college. But it has Jack Houston in it, who I love. Which, if you did not see Boardwalk Empire, he was the guy with the face in Boardwalk Empire.
He was
I didn't realize he was Angelica Houston's nephew.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. He's the vampire from Barrow. What's that one? What's the one where they attack Barrow?
Oh,
30 Days a Night.
Yeah. His dad?
No.
That's not his dad? Then that's his uncle, right?
Oh, it is his dad.
Yeah, it is his dad. Yeah. That's a Houston, too.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah, he was on Yellowstone the first season.
Yeah, he was the guy that bad stuff happened.
Yep. And Jack Houston was in the last season of Fargo.
Well, I love me some Jack Houston. So,
well, watch
it, and I have to say, if you have not watched Boardwalk Empire, it is a classic, and everyone should watch it.
Oh yeah,
is that the one with the Chevy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. He's
fantastic. Has some great shows.
Yeah, there's some good ones out there. I'm on the offer right now. On Paramount Plus, about the making of The Godfather.
Yeah, you were saying that.
It's really good. It's got the Goose's son from Maverick plays the main actor.
Miles Teller.
Yes.
He's a good actor.
That's good. They got a guy that plays Coppola and Mario Puzo. Really good. And I can't think of his name right now. He's a comedic actor. Not Seth Green. He's Italian. He's like Seth Green, little guy. He plays big time mobster. He's great in it. I can't remember.
Check it out.
What's
our movie for next week?
Oh, I don't know.
Viking Wolf.
Viking Wolf.
That's the one coming out on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow, I think, right?
February 3rd. Yep.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Is it a movie or a show?
It's a movie, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it's a movie.
Viking Wolf.
Hang on, let me give a quick check.
Wolf versus what? Viking Wolf. 1 hour 38 minutes. Yeah. For a Wolf horror movie.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. So,
yeah, me too.
So next Viking Wolf. So you got Netflix. Tune in with us.
Yep. And I'm going to give a shout out real quick. Tomorrow night on Weird Awakenings, they are talking about cloning. Next Wednesday, the girls with Blondes, Books, and Campfire Tales are coming back with a discussion on The Vanishing Hitchhiker.
Ooh.
And later this month, I think on the 20th, those Wild Women of Weird are going to be discussing the white trash romance of Tommy and Pamela. So we're going to be looking at the new documentary that Pamela Anderson just put out on Netflix. And I think that we're going to try and watch that Hulu series as well.
Now I get an excuse to watch porno.
So we've got a lot of changes coming on Weird Reality. So y'all just sit down. I'm hoping that they'll be coming out sooner rather than later. But we are a stressed out and anxious group of people.
Yes.
So bear with us. But hopefully we'll have some good stuff for y'all soon. So what do you guys got going on? I know Alan's book's out. When's it coming out in paperback? Do we know yet?
Don't know.
Rich, how's your vampire book coming, or story?
It's okay. I'm about 44,000 words right now, so I think I might turn that into a novella and stop it soon, and then do a second later on, just because it's running out of steam. But I know where it's going, and I don't want to go too far. So, I mean, I could turn it into a novel, but I don't know. I was thinking like 3 or 4 short novellas. Yeah. What about you? Hadley, what you got going?
Well, I've still have my Dawnbreaker coming out sometime. I've got to work on the cover, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. And I've been doing a lot of the admin stuff for Weird Reality, so y'all bear with me. Stuff will be coming soon. And I've got Wilson and Boudreaux keeping me busy all the time.
I can hear them.
When is your next release?
It actually came out yesterday. I'm going to stop promoting it this week. It's the original zombie series I did. Rotter World, Rotter Nation, Rotter Apocalypse is out in a Kindle box set, 99 cents on Amazon. I'm going to post either tomorrow or Saturday the link to it. And I'm working now on getting it out into one gigantic print book.
Awesome. Cool.
Awesome. Well, keep us posted on that.
I will.
All right. Alan, anything else you got going on?
Nope.
Oh, I've got an interview. All right. What time is...
Well, guys...
What time is Weird Realities tomorrow? The show?
Weird Awakenings is going to be on at 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, 6 p.m. Pacific. I've got an interview that's going to be on Horror Writers, Inc. Friday Night Frights.
Yeah.
So you can watch that and then catch Weird Awakenings afterwards. Okay. Just that I forgot. Sorry.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Londa.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
Yeah, well, that's going to do it. So I've got to go. But
I know you're being
until called. Next time, y'all stay weird.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Okay. Alan got off quick.